We're seeing some major leadership transitions that reveal important shifts in how technology companies are thinking about their futures. Dropbox founder Drew Houston is stepping down as CEO after 19 years, with Ashraf Alkarmi taking over. Houston built Dropbox from a startup to a major cloud storage player, but the company has struggled to differentiate itself as cloud storage became commoditized.
That's a significant transition, because Houston was synonymous with Dropbox's brand identity. Alkarmi joined the company just in late 2024, which suggests the board wanted fresh leadership to navigate increasingly competitive cloud markets. The question is whether Dropbox can evolve beyond basic file storage into more sophisticated productivity tools.
Meanwhile, Sony is reportedly expressing frustration with both Naughty Dog's development costs and Bungie's uncertain future, according to Bloomberg's Jason Schreier. Sony paid $3.6 billion to acquire Bungie in 2022, but the studio hasn't delivered the consistent revenue streams Sony expected. That's a reminder that even successful acquisitions can struggle with integration and performance expectations.
The gaming industry is experiencing broader strategic confusion. Sony also delisted Destruction All-Stars without warning, completely shutting down the game's servers and removing it from the PlayStation Store. That's remarkable because it essentially erases a product that players purchased. The legal and reputational implications of just deleting games could influence how other companies handle product lifecycle management.
In contrast, we're seeing unexpected success stories. Paralives, an indie life simulation game, drew 78,000 concurrent players in early access despite charging $39.99. The game positions itself as a Sims alternative without paid DLC, which suggests consumers are hungry for premium gaming experiences that don't rely on continuous monetization.
The Paralives success demonstrates how independent developers can compete with major studios by focusing on specific consumer frustrations. EA's Sims franchise has been criticized for expensive expansion packs, so offering a complete experience up front addresses a real market need. Sometimes the best business strategy is simply not doing what customers hate about your competitors.
Remedy Entertainment's new CEO is taking a different approach, acknowledging that acclaimed games like Alan Wake and Control should have sold more. That's refreshing honesty about the gap between critical success and commercial performance in gaming, where artistic achievement doesn't always translate to financial success.
The automotive sector is showing similar strategic challenges. Tesla's robotaxi fleet in Texas has shrunk to just 20 cars from a peak of 39 vehicles in mid-May, according to Electrek Analysis. That's moving in the wrong direction for a company that has promised fully autonomous vehicle fleets within years.
The Tesla situation is particularly concerning because the company has made robotaxis central to its valuation story. If they can't successfully operate a small fleet in controlled conditions in Texas, it raises serious questions about their timeline for broader autonomous vehicle deployment. Investors have been pricing in robotaxi revenues that look increasingly optimistic.
Jim Cramer identified three potential catalysts for a SpaceX IPO, but warned about valuation concerns. SpaceX has been tremendously successful operationally, but private market valuations might not translate to public market acceptance, especially if growth rates moderate from their current levels.
Volvo Cars winning U.S. approval to continue selling vehicles despite Chinese ownership ties shows how complex trade relationships are becoming. The Biden administration is allowing Volvo to operate while simultaneously restricting other Chinese automotive companies, which suggests national security reviews are becoming increasingly case by case rather than following broad categorical rules.